More coverage from the 2012 Commodity Classic out of Nashville, where we caught up with Dr. Brett Carver, wheat breeder at Oklahoma State University, who was at the conference talking about a new phenomenon that he has noticed and others have as well. That's a very big concern for the wheat industry, something he calls glutenoia.
Right. Glutenoia is simply the term I came up with to best describe this hysteria over or paranoia over the presence of gluten in our fruits, in our foods. And of course, gluten is the primary protein that comes from wheat, also barley and rye.
What's the fear?
The fear is that, I don't know how far back this goes, but right now there is this seems to be a fad or a trend that the human population thinks that gluten is harmful to us. There is some truth to that, but I think this is a classic case where the truth has become stretched a little bit, and now we cannot tell the difference between fact and fantasy. People do have a certain sensitivity to gluten. We know that. And the best information I have comes from the Celiac Center in Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Fasano there, one of the leading researchers in celiac research, and celiac is a very debilitating disease in response to gluten. About 6% of our population develop some kind of sensitivity to gluten. It may not be the celiac type of sensitivity, which is very severe, but it would be some sort of a wide range of reactions to gluten. And then, you know, we have about 1% of our population that has a celiac condition, which these people cannot consume gluten, therefore cannot consume wheat in its present state. The problem is now that 6 to 1%, 7 or 8% of our population has become inflamed, where almost well over half of our population thinks that the consumption of wheat is bad for us. Part of that's coming from, again, misinformation by sources we think are credible in the medical profession, for one. And these sources are saying the way wheat has been bred in the last 50 years and the way wheat is being produced, we're producing a different kind of grain than our grandfathers produced, and it's causing this the epidemics that we see in our society being diabetes, obesity, and you name it, anything else related to those two. What a terrible stretch of fact. And so we as a wheat industry, I think, need to address this. The truth has gone, as Churchill would say, the truth has already gone halfway around the world. I mean, the misinformation has gone halfway around the world. Now it's time for the truth to put its pants on, because we really do need to be proactive and start telling the American public the good part about wheat. And you will have medical doctors on the other side say, you know, there are certain types of wheat foods like whole wheat pasta, whole wheat cereals. A lot of whole wheat foods are very important to our diet. And we know that. We know that as fact. But then we have other people who say, well, wheat gluten is just not the same as what it was. So we better stop. We need to stop eating it.
So from a fact perspective, you're a wheat breeder. You know, is the kernels of wheat that you were actually growing, are they significantly different? I mean, they are different, obviously, from the days of turkey.
Exactly.
That was brought over from Russia.
In a way, they're not different. I mean, sure, the plant looks a little different, and that's what is being misinterpreted too. You know, we've got a shorter plant than we did 50 years ago, and that's a good thing, because now we can better utilize fertilizer, the most expensive input we have, or one of the most expensive inputs we have. Dwarf wheat, or semi-dwarf wheat, allows us to use those inputs more effectively. But those who don't understand that will look at the difference in the plant and say, oh, we're producing a Franken grain. It's two feet shorter than what it was. It must be different. It must not be good for us. It's just misinformation, misunderstanding. As far as what's in the kernel, it's really not that different. The protein composition, we know the protein amount hasn't changed in 15 years. In fact, it's an upstream battle. I go upstream to try to increase protein while we increase yield. We can do it, but it doesn't come automatically.
Right.
There are those who think that the protein amount has been increased with breeding. No, indeed, it has not. More important than protein amount is the kind of protein. We honestly do not think, we don't have enough sufficient scientific evidence to really say for sure, we do not think at this point that the changes in the protein composition would be such to hurt us on our dinner plate. Mm-hmm. We know we're helping millers and bakers, But what are we doing on the dinner plate as far as our nutrition? We don't think there's been changes. We do need to test that. Not having that kind of concrete information, I think, provides a fertile ground for those who want to stretch misinformation and put stuff out there that just instills a lot of fear.
So
it sells books.
Yeah. So what's the appropriate response for the wheat industry?
Oh, we're trying to figure that out right now, in fact. Really, the truth is trying to put its pants on, and I think we need to engage the experts. Unfortunately, my expertise may be considered as a conflict of interest. I can do a lot of talking, but I think it's going to take more than just me as a wheat breeder, me as a scientist to speak this message. It takes, I think, the medical profession to straighten this out. I think it's going to take very well-informed dietitians to help straighten this message out about wheat and wheat gluten. It will take those who are not even immediately connected to the wheat industry, but who know how to separate fact from fiction to get this message out. And I think our wheat industry is looking at those ways right now. The Wheat Foods Council, right off the bat, is trying to get information out in a very informative way, in a straight fact way.
Dr. Brett Carver of Oklahoma State University, wheat breeder at OSU and the wheat improvement team head. From the Commodity Classic activities in Nashville for 2012, Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.com.